Australian Multicultural Community Services, AMCS, provides a range of support services to Victorian seniors from diverse backgrounds, especially to those who may experience disadvantages because of language barriers, social isolation, gender, disability, or health issues. Call us on 03 9689 9170. Email us info@amcservices.org.au. Our website, www.amcservices.org.au. It was a global experience. No matter to what ethnic, language, religion, or any other group people belong to, they were infected with COVID-19 without any boundaries. The whole world came to a sudden standstill for more than 2 years. In a short period of time, COVID-19 overwhelmed lives and livelihoods around the globe. World Health Organization figures suggest some 15 million people died during the first 2 years of the COVID-19 pandemic. COVID-19, a virus that did not respect borders, was spread unevenly across the globe, and some of the largest disparities seen so far have involved race and ethnicity. Early symptoms reported by some people include fatigue, headache, sore throat, and fever. Others experience a loss of smell or taste. COVID-19 can cause symptoms that are mild at first, but then become more intense over the 5 to 7 days, with worsening cough and shortness of breath. Khalil Elmabayed from the Palestinian community speaks Arabic and explains his experience about the symptoms.
Running nose, headache, exhaustion, mainly like that.
She coughed a lot, and she also had a slight fever, but it's not a high temperature, just a slight, but most of the time she coughed a lot. And and when she eats, she barely tastes anything. And that's all I can remember. But most of the time she coughed a lot. Yep.
I had a, sore throat and a husky voice. The voice had gone. And not so bad sore throat, but my voice changed. That was the first symptoms I had. And I had a headache as well. Yeah, when I had a voice change and headaches, I ignored it. And then one of my friends called me, and then he wanted to come to have a cup of tea in my house. But he asked me, "Oh, your voice is different. Do you have a corona?" I said, "No." And he said, "Oh, okay, I'll come then." But then I did a test and it came positive. I didn't want him to come. So, yeah, sort of I knew, but I denied it.
Most people could have managed COVID-19 at home. Those who had mild COVID-19 symptoms were advised it was safe for them to manage their symptoms at home instead of going to hospital. Badru Panta from the Nepalese community described how he has managed COVID-19 at home.
No, I just took, a couple of days Panadol. That's all. I didn't take anything else, just the Panadol.
I think she took many types of medication, but most of the time she tried to get recovered by drinking lots of vitamin C. And she also used some type of candy to help her throat to stop feeling painful or something. But most of the time, I remember she took many vitamin C.
The swift development of effective vaccines against COVID-19 was an unprecedented scientific achievement. But production challenges, vaccine nationalism, and Omicron and other variants have all presented hurdles. In the meantime, people had to make a decision to get vaccinated while encountering myths and disinformation circulated via various formal and informal media outlets. Priscilla Ferreira de Souza from the Brazilian community clarified how she has taken the decision to get the vaccination against COVID-19.
I believe I've been like everyone was taking and you start getting banned to a few places. That you cannot get in to a few places without the vaccination. Plus, my work needs to have vaccination as well. So, was the only reason that I had. Because if it wasn't mandatory, I don't believe I would.
Wise thing to do. It has been advised by the Australian government and local government. A lot of effort has been spent by the government to put us on the right track for the recovery. And I thought that the best thing is to follow the track. It is as per the advice of the medical emergency team of, done by the government. And I'm just following that. And now I'm all right. I have nothing, no problem with the COVID.
It was a very informed decision. So I have read up, and no one has pressured me, and it was not a requirement for me to get vaccinated. But however, I have read up about the vaccination and how the vaccine works. And as a protective measure, we have decided to get vaccinated against COVID. And more than, certain that my daughter actually was didn't suffer and she recovered from it because she was fully vaxxed.
No, I decided to get vaccinated because I think it's safe. I mean, like, everybody will be like in a safe zone if they are vaccinated. It's good, it's protect everybody, so why not?
Anyone who is infected can experience long COVID or post-COVID conditions. There is no test to diagnose post-COVID conditions, and people may have a wide variety of symptoms that could come from other health problems. According to Yen Nhi Nguyen from the Vietnamese community, her post-COVID condition has not been severe.
She told me that her taste got gradually feel better because I remember a few weeks after she fully recovered from COVID, she barely tastes anything, but now her taste is fully recover. Now she's feel very well. Yep. But she's also, I think she also suffers some side effects. Like, I don't know, she forgets things. And I don't know now, but now she immunization is also being more sensitive. Yeah, she easily gets sick now, I think so. Yep. That's what I've noticed.
Maybe not, but I was feeling tired and I thought it's maybe due to the COVID. So even after COVID, few weeks, even 1 or 2 months, I felt tired and everybody said, oh, it's because of the COVID. Yeah, that was the post-COVID thinking I had.
We have passed a few stages of the pandemic. Presently, it is defined as living with COVID, where rules and restrictions keep changing across the country. COVID-19 is likely to be a condition for the whole of Australia for some time, and you could be experiencing a mix of emotions. Miha Sivarasa from the Tamil community explained how she managed to live with COVID.
And I think that we are, the technology, so like, you know, Zoom and Microsoft Teams and all these advanced technology were there, but was probably waiting for somebody to use it. But I think now, post-COVID, with a new normal, we are using all the technology, taking advantage of technology, and we are meeting up only when it's needed, face-to-face. Like, there are a lot of things that can be done from home, from your own living room, whether it be, you know, exercising with your friends, completing your, you know, schoolwork or completing your task at work. And these are the things we never thought that we would be able to do from home. And I think with what we have learned during the pandemic is that this can be done, and that's what they're doing at home from now on. And I would really say that's the biggest changes that we have come across. During the pandemic, we have actually started eating healthy breakfast. In the past, we just have whatever's there and then go to work or go to school. But during the pandemic, we have started cooking traditional Sri Lankan breakfast, healthy breakfast. And we followed that through even when my daughter was tested positive. So I think that really helped us eating healthy food.
And now today, I believe we'll be back to normal. I still have the hand sanitizer in my car. When we remember, we use some. A few places that I go, if there's a hand sanitizer at a counter of any shop, I use. But I feel like a little bit relaxed this time, like we're back to normal life. I believe you'll be there forever. It's just like a flu. we still have flu since when? Since one 1800s. I think it'll be there forever.
So how do you get prepared for it? What is your precaution?
Keep taking vitamin C. And I don't know, like if there's a place that is a mandatory to wear a mask, we will wear a mask, like especially like in flights and close places, there's like no way there's any air coming out. And have hand sanitizer around, I think. But especially like I think the vitamins will help a lot.
When I'm going to say for a mosque, I try to put on the mask to avoid, to protect myself from others. Maybe at the same time, protect others from my own. Maybe I have COVID, which I don't know about, which I don't feel, but to protect others about the virus. So just like double protection, I would say. Protect others from the COVID that I might have, and protect myself from the COVID that people might have in the crowded areas, like mosque or sometimes in big gatherings and so on.
I think the lockdown time and the COVID situation like makes me feel that I need to appreciate, I need to spread positivity to others. I need to, because the lockdown time was awful for everybody, and now everything is getting like it's getting back to normal. So I should be more positive and more proactive to the people around me, be kind to them, treat them well. Yeah, it's totally changed my mindset. Yeah, so I don't know, I feel like wearing a mask makes me feel safe, and at the same time, because we've been wearing masks for years now, so I mean like I'm ready to get used to wearing a mask now. I feel a little weird if I don't wear a mask, but it depends. So I always wear a mask when I take public transport like tram or train, but if I go out with my friends, sometimes I put my mask off. Yeah, that's fine. But when in public transport, I wear a mask. I think now we already have vaccine. So in the future, I predict that COVID maybe will be just like a cold or flu. Yeah, because yeah, it's not a big deal anymore in the future. It's just a cold and people can like easily get recover from it.
Yeah, it might be, there might be more variants, you know, and it will not go for a while. That's what I believe. Look, I think, you know, before when, you know, first year or even, you know, 2 months ago, 6 months ago, I was more careful and more, you know, but now after this, I gave up. I think the people are giving up and I am one of them as well. I'm not too concerned. I have done the vaccine. I will wear the mask wherever I have to. I will do the hand sanitizer. But I won't limit my travel or any activity thinking of COVID. I don't do that. I haven't planned anything about that. Just to let go what happens, let's see what happens. But I will still do a few precautionary measures, you know. Yeah, that sort of thing.
Although living with COVID-19 will take some getting used to, you will be able to manage it. The world never expected the pandemic, COVID-19, but we faced the circumstances and overcame it, which means we could defeat COVID-19 collectively. Be safe.
This project was supported by the Victorian Government through the Multicultural Communications Outreach Program, MCOP.